Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, Mr. Wonderful, at your service. We're very excited about Terrence DeFranco joining us again. Terrence is back, and he's the CEO, the president, the co-founder of IOTA Communications. And this is all about the Internet of Things. I like to say the Internet of Things things. He's been educating us now for a few years on the leading edge of technology, which IoT certainly is, the good, the bad, and the ugly of it. And we've asked him to join us again and give us another update. Terrence, welcome back.
Pleasure being here, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always, and thank you for your perspective and for your wisdom and for your help as we navigate these challenging times. One of the things, before we get into specifics on the IoT world, I just want you and I to talk about just the role that technology is playing in the recovery of our physical medical conditions situation and our financial business situation. I'm thinking if this had happened to us 30 years ago, 35 years ago, let's say 30 years ago, when my mobile phone was bolted to my car, right? Remember, I don't know if you remember that or not, but I mean, yep. think about how much, can you imagine having to stay home and not work at all 30 years ago? I mean, talk about going into a global depression. But now we have the technology where even though it's clunky, it's not as perfect as we'd like for it to be. People can still work from home, and not only is the work more digital, but the connection is, and it's going to help us, isn't it?
Frankly, it's amazing how much technology is really helping in a crisis like this. So it's when you talk about what you just brought up as far as everybody now being able to work from home, maintain productivity. But everything that we're digesting as we're watching this unfold in front of us is really largely related to data and the availability of that data. Mm-hmm. You know, on the more morbid side, you know, the number of people that are getting sick, the number of fatalities associated with it, and our ability then to react in real time by having access to that real time data. And so from the management side of it, it's just tremendous on how quickly societies have been able to react to such a threat that spread so quickly across the United States. We were able to see, you know, initially what was happening in China and what was happening in South Korea, et cetera, as it continued to spread. And to your point, you know, once that happened, the whole economy was able to just react. And some of it was reactive. Some of it was somewhat predictive. But at the core of it, it was a reaction to knowledge based on availability of data. And so now, you know, working at home, you know, we were able to prepare for this. I don't speak about our business, but talking to other CEOs and being able to just so quickly mobilize our mm-hmm. our business to have folks working at home, maintain productivity, and still keep that culture and team.
Well, we've been practicing this, Terrence, for some time. I mean, what business doesn't have employees who in any given week is allowed to work from home for a day or whatever? For years, I've been encouraging people to buy laptops instead of desktop computers, to give their employees laptops with docking stations at work so they could take it home with them. I've been encouraging them to do that, and I've been encouraging them to practice working from home. in case there was a hurricane. I didn't think about coronavirus. I said, practice in case there's a fire or a flood or a hurricane or a tornado or whatever. And so businesses have been doing this. And I think really we've been ramped up since 9/11. I mean, when 9/11 happened, a lot of people went home, especially in the tri-state area. And so, I mean, the good news is we have this could have. I'm trying to find the silver linings in this, Terrence, and I think that we can actually say that as bad as this is, it could have been worse. Last thoughts.
It could have been much, much worse. The ability for us to not only have these tools available, the other thing, you know, sometimes we kind of forget about a little bit.
Hey, Terrence, hold that other thing thought, because I got to take a quick break. You know how this works. Terrence DeFranco, folks, he's with IOTA Communications, IOTA Communications, and he and I will be right back after this break. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Well, our hearts be like thunder. I don't know why they don't explode.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.